The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, the main man, Gareth Mullins, is here, executive chef at the Anantara Marker Hotel, and he comes up with delicious recipes, and he has two today, prawn and chorizo paella, proper meal, and lamb burgers with tzatziki. Take it away. Let's start with the paella.
So with all this sunshine around, I think I'm being a little bit optimistic, but I'm doing two kind of summery type recipes, and prawn paella is something that any time I'm in Spain I have. So, and it's a relatively easy dish to do. So it's a one pan wonder type of a dish. So what you're going to need is a tablespoon of good extra virgin olive oil, 3 shallots or red onions, whatever you have, and I want you to chop them really small, a couple of cloves of garlic, a teaspoon of smoked paprika. That really gives the paella a little bit more depth of flavour. A pinch of saffron, if you have it. If you don't have it, don't worry about it. But again, it just brings that layer of flavour in. If you can get a couple of sprigs of thyme, 300 grams of paella rice, which the supermarkets sell, but you can use any short grain rice. So an arborio or a cannaroni will work here. 3 tablespoons of dry sherry, if you have it. If not, some white wine. A tin of chopped tomatoes, 600 mils of chicken stock, so a couple of stock cubes and some water if you haven't got chicken stock. 300 grams of prawns, but you could use salmon or cod here if you didn't want to use prawns. And then 100 grams of chorizo, 1 lemon cut into wedges and a handful of parsley. So what are you going to do? You need a medium-sized flat pan and you're going to put that on a medium to low heat. Good splash of olive oil, and then you're going to throw in the chorizo and sauté it down. And as it starts to sauté, you'll see that the oil will turn this beautiful, vibrant red colour. That's all the spices in the chorizo bleeding into the oil. And then after you've done that, what I want you to do is go in with the shallots or the onion, soften them off for about 5 or 6 minutes, then in with the garlic, the smoked paprika, the thyme and the saffron if you're using it. Give that another little sauté. Then the rice goes in, and this technique is just toasting the rice. So you're going to sauté the rice in there for a little bit. The rice will take on all those wonderful flavours. About 2 minutes that takes. And now you're going to go in with the wine. Cook that. Just bring the wine till it comes up to the simmer. In with the stock, in with the tomatoes, and you're putting all the stock and all the tomatoes in. So not like a risotto where you feed it and you're trying to get the gluten to come out of the rice. You add it all in, and at this stage then you give it a final little stir, and then you're going to leave it alone. Pop the lid on. In the restaurants in Spain, sometimes they pop them into the oven with a little bit of tin foil on top, so you could do it that way if you wanted. And the rice will take about between 16 and 18 minutes at this point to cook. So just on a nice little gentle simmer on the top of the stove. Then what I want you to do is take the lid off, and those prawns that you've deveined, you're going to sit them all around the top of the rice. I put a photograph up on my Instagram so you can see what it looks like. And pop the lid back on for another 3 or 4 minutes. When you lift the lid off at this stage, you'll see the prawns have went from a bluey colour to a nice bright red colour. That's telling you you're cooked. A final little drizzle of olive oil and a seasoning of salt and pepper, bit of chopped parsley, couple of wedges of lemon, into the centre of the table.
And do you need a special dish for this, or will the large frying pan do?
Large frying pan will do. I mean, you can get a paella dish, but if you have a frying pan with it, like a little bit of a high side on it, that's perfect.
Okay.
Like what you fry your eggs in the morning.
Before
or whatever.
We go on to the next one, Deirdre gave out to me. She's my chef in my life.
Right, okay.
She said you were doing the Guinness pie and it was delicious.
Right.
But she said, what did you do to thicken it up? There was nothing to... She said it'd be too runny.
Yeah, so what you need to do is to take the lid off halfway through cooking and it'll reduce down and thicken up. And if it hasn't...
You wouldn't need to put a bit of flour in it, no?
You don't need to, I mean, the recipe that I gave. But if it wasn't thick enough, you just take the lid off, let it reduce down. And if it hasn't thickened up and you like a thick stew, a little bit of corn flour and water mixed together, pop it in.
Because everything she does is too runny.
You know, really?
I'm always giving her. So go to the lamb burgers now with this
right.
Tzatziki.
This is more up your street, I feel,
yes,
right?
Yes, so absolutely.
500 grams of wonderful lamb mince, Irish lamb, a teaspoon of smoked paprika, cumin and coriander, 2 tablespoons of chopped coriander and mint. If you haven't got fresh, dry, it'll do the job. A clove of garlic, finely chopped, and a red chilli if you like a little bit of heat. Mix it all together, shape it into burger patties, pop it into the fridge before you're going to cook them. That'll just help them set. Then you're going to move into the tzatziki. So, sounds very fancy. All it is 100 mils of yogurt, clove of garlic, juice of half a lemon, a cucumber that I want you to grate, and then just squeeze the grated cucumber to get rid of the moisture so it's not too runny. Deirdre will be happy to hear. And then you mix it all together. A little bit of salt and pepper. That's the garnish. Then 100 grams of feta cheese, some baby gems, some beef tomatoes, and some whatever your favourite burger buns are, brioche or sourdough. Then to cook them on a barbecue, if you're brave enough to go outside, if not, onto a little griddle pan or a pan on the stove. Pan sear them on either side for 3 or 4 minutes. With mince, unfortunately, you have to cook them through. So just make sure that they're cooked through, that everybody is safe to eat. And then just load them up, toasted brioche buns, baby gem, tomato, feta, those wonderful lamb burgers that you've cooked nice and true. And then a big dollop of tzatziki, put the lid on. And I promise you, everybody's going to really enjoy this one. Wonderful recipe.
What's your Instagram site?
Mine is Gar Mullins. Yeah, yeah. G-A-R Mullins, yeah. Gar Mullins.
All right.
Yeah.
You're the main man. Absolutely delicious food. Brighten any weekend. Garth Mullins of The Marker and Tara, thank you so much indeed. Still to come on the show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.